and his own received him not. But to them that did receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. If you go back to Mark chapter 3, towards the end of the chapter, you'll see where Jesus was in worshiping and talking and teaching about Beelzebub. You know, they said he had a spirit of a devil, and he said, no, he can't. There's no way for this to happen. A house divided against itself cannot stand. And then they said, well, your mother and your brothers are outside, and they said, you're a little bit crazy. It's in Mark chapter 3. And at the end, he said, who's my mother? Who's my brother? My sisters? It is he who does the will of my father. They are my mother, my brothers, and my sisters. Amen? Look, he's just a carpenter. The term carpenter is technon in the original language, and it describes someone that is a builder who worked with both wood and stone, right? And out of this word, we have derived this English word, that tectone, it has derivatives where we get the term architect. And so it derives from the builder of something. And look, as a stonemason, it was known that not every stone or rock could be chosen for construction, right? Israel's history, as spoken of in the Psalms 118, 22, is that the stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. And this thought is further developing in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 20 and 22, when the Apostle Paul said, having been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself is the cornerstone. Right? Here it is. The one that you're rejecting, your own flesh, blood, hometown folk, is the Messiah. And you reject him. Keep that in mind. All this rejection started at home. And in this morning's text, we see a continuous obstruction and denial taking place. We've seen it so far in Mark where the unclean spirits was rebelling against him. We saw where the scribes and the Pharisees now were looking for a way to destroy him, but now he's at home. You expect at least to be able to come home. But these line of questions that they were asking, if we examine them a little bit further, they're rather derogatory and sarcastic. There ain't nothing special about Jesus. He's just a common laborer, just like the rest of us. But the next slap in the face is seen in the text is when the phrase Mary's son is used. The reason why that's a slap in the face is because in Jewish culture, a man was never described as his mother's son, even if she was a widow, unless it was intended to be an insult. And so when they said it to be sarcastic and to be to take a dig at him. Their obstruction and their denial dug deep. This was intended to dig at the fact that Jesus was not Joseph's son like the other children in the family. Jesus, in their eyes, was illegitimate. They kind of kept some things in their mind when they knew that Mary had gotten pregnant before the marriage ceremony had taken place. You know, it's amazing that folk in church can be so non-forgiving and don't look at their own speck in their eye, but always see your faults and flaws and failures. Here it is. It's been 30 years. And they still throwing stuff up in his face. You ain't Joseph's son. We don't even know who your dad is. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And you will know why you reject me now. There's coming a time when